Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I'm John Batchelor, the Friends of History Debating Society, looking at CPAC, underway these last days in Washington, D.C. This is a gathering of Republican voices presenting the word conservative. There's not much else in the Republican Party, but they maintain the possibility of someone who is not conservative being a Republican. And the conservative definition itself has changed over the years. But Devin Nunes is with me, former member of Congress and a bright star for the CPAC for these last years, not the least because of his very bold and groundbreaking work on the Russiagate matter, which is still not concluded. We're still waiting for the report from the special counsel. There'll be much to say in future. But most recently, because Devin is the CEO, the guru of Truth Social, at CPAC, he has a different view on the world. He now commands a social platform that has many functions, still growing. It is not just Twitter. It is not just YouTube. And its independence provides it the buffer that earlier iterations, such as Parler, did not enjoy. And that made it vulnerable to the shutdown of those who do not want to hear conservative voices in America. There is also the matter that it's a presidential contention year. The first Republican debate will be in August in Milwaukee, we're told. So, Devin, your attendance to CPAC, what was the atmosphere? What is the energy? Quite aside from the candidates who we'll mention, but is the party discouraged because of the results of the midterm? Is it encouraged? Does it regard Joe Biden as a worthy advocate or not? We haven't yet seen the Democratic candidate?
Well, John, this year it was back in the Washington, D.C. area after the D.C. area essentially shut down during COVID. So CPAC had to move to Florida. It was been in the Orlando area the last couple of years. But I would tell you that it was great to be back in having it in Washington, D.C., although I think I still prefer Florida better. But the event center there in the, I think it's called National Harbor, it's just a phenomenal place to do an event because people stay in the hotel. They go right down into what's called, I think, John, you've been there many times, called Radio Row, I think they call it.
Right.
So you have all the folks out there that are broadcasting live from there. And then you have the main auditorium. And I will tell you, it's just a great atmosphere. It's people from all over the country. You have some people that go every single year. And then you always have this group of people that kind of come in. You know, there's probably a third of the attendees that are there just because they've heard about it and they want to go once in their lifetime. And they go and they attend it. And so you have a nice, diverse group of conservatives really from all over the country. And now, in fact, they have another one that's being held in the summertime in Texas now in the Dallas area. So it's now held twice a year. But this is kind of the annual meeting. It lasts for 3 days. I spoke on Thursday morning about big tech. Thursday afternoon with Senator Braun of Indiana, who's running for governor. And then I also spoke on stage with the Attorney General Moody from Florida. And it was quite a great audience in the afternoon and talking about big tech. So we had an interesting, it was a take from the United States Senate, what are they doing? The state attorney generals, what are they doing? And then me, formerly in the Congress, but now a part of the private sector. So we're able to talk about how Truth Social and Rumble really have created this whole new ecosystem that is not going to be susceptible, as you said, to what happened to Parler. So look, great audience. And I would just tell you one of the fun stories that I have from there, and this time, is that we've really seen over the last couple years with True Social, with the Rumbles of the world, where it's given a voice to what is called independent journalism in place of the mainstream media, which now it's not even appropriate to call it the mainstream media anymore. I call it the relic media. And this was probably one of the most stark contrasts that you could possibly find from my time going to CPAC, because one thing that's always there is the mainstream fake news relic media. They're always around there, and they're always right when you walk in, they come up to you, they glean onto you, they're running around. And of course, if you look at all of the fake news that comes out of CPAC from these relic media freaks, is, you know, they're talking about what a freak show it is. Nobody's there. Everybody's discouraged. It's horrible. This person's weird. Man, the right wing, they're just crazy. It's Nazis. It's, you know, all the things you could possibly imagine. And this year, John, it was exactly the same thing. So the relic media, they're like little amoebas, maggots. They come up to you and they don't leave you alone. And they're taking pictures everywhere. And of course, you know, it's just exactly what you'd expect, you know, right-wing extremism. But this time it was kind of funny. I ran into a reporter that I've known for many years, a fake news guy, but a decent person. And I said, oh, what are you doing now? And then he goes on to say, and this is like how oblivious the fake news really is of itself. So I was walking nearby Radio Row, and now you've got all of these great new outlets that are there that are getting huge audiences, you know, from a Rumble to a Right Side Broadcasting to a Real America's Voice to a Newsmax, and all of your colleagues, John, that you're familiar with in the radio business, which are now podcasters, which didn't exist really 5 years ago. Well, now people are doing a podcast and a video cast. And the point, this relic journalist, he said, don't you think it looks like it's, not a lot of people here reporting on CPAC. Does it seem like it's lost something? And I looked at him, and I looked at Radio Row, and I looked back. I said, what are you talking about? It's like, well, I don't see a lot of the mainstream, you know, I don't think he used mainstream, but I don't see a lot of news people here. And I said, well, you know, I hate to tell you about it. Hate to tell you this, but all these people you see here, this is the new media. This is the independent media. And he just looked at me in shock. And I said, look, I said, all these people here are going to generate millions and millions of views, a lot more than what your news station is ever going to dream to get over the next 36 hours or next 3 days. And John, it was like I was talking to a rock. I had no idea. Just oblivious to what was going on around him when there was all of this activity. And then, John, sure enough, if you take Saturday night, just on Rumble alone, the Donald Trump speech, he was keynote speaker for CPAC this year. John, I think it's in excess of 3 million views on Rumble, on the different Rumble channels. It's 2.25 million views just on Donald Trump's own Rumble platform, on just his channel, not to mention all the other channels. And that's what I'm talking. That's just people watching it streaming on Rumble. That doesn't account One America News. That doesn't account Epoch Times. That doesn't account for Right Side Broadcasting. Doesn't account for Newsmax. And then I look, I think, John, maybe one of the only interesting news pieces to come out of this is outside of the kind of the advancement of independent journalism that was on hand for CPAC, was that Fox News made a comeback for the first time, carried in 2 years, carried Donald Trump's speech live for nearly, I think it went over an hour and a half. So I'm not sure why, but I think a lot of people in attendance were kind of questioning why now. Why did Fox News decide to carry Donald Trump, who they've largely ignored his speeches that he made on the campaign trail as he was out campaigning across the country for so many candidates? But I think that caught people's attention. So you had kind of Fox News back in the fold, carrying Donald Trump live, carrying the CPAC speech live. And then, of course, you've had just this massive increase. I mean, it has to be 3-4x from a year ago CPAC, just in terms of people that were able to watch and see CPAC, even if they were not there.
That is a good anecdote, Devin, about CNN and its brethren thinking that the news business is limited to just a handful of, what do you call them, relic media like that.
Well, they really are relics, John. I think that's the only definition for them.
I see that all the time. And it's good to hear that CPAC is vigorous. It's always been a target for the relic media. And for example, what I have here is a headline at Reuters, which isn't even based in America. It just has a wing in America. It's essentially a European forum. And they can't say at CPAC forum, Trump shows why he'll be tough to topple. They have to say at right-wing CPAC forum.
Now, yeah, exactly.
Devin, it's a puzzle. I mean, what the style book is, this is a European outfit. You know, yes, they're all Americans writing for them, but they're European. When did we last see at left-wing Democratic meeting? When did we last see that? I don't ever remember it.
Yeah, I don't think you see that very often, John. And look at the numbers don't lie. I mean, that's the problem. And it's like they're oblivious to it that, you know, there's so many views and listens that are coming out of all the people that are there. It's just been magnified. Where, you know, if you go back 5 years ago, John, you know, probably the last time I saw you at CPAC, you know, you were doing a handheld recording. So you were kind of recording podcasts,
right.
You know, now it's just, I mean, the, like I said, the views and the listens have to be 2 or 3x from last year.
Well, the technology
and and 5 years ago, it didn't exist. Right. Five years ago, the technology didn't exist.
Right. The pandemic gave us Zoom, and Zoom took us into the ability to generate live as well as rebroadcast video. And the millennials prefer video for their news. Even if it's just the same as it's on audio, they prefer video. Who knows why?
Right.
It's just
and they can watch it live.
Yeah. So
yeah, as a matter of fact, I mean another just anecdote I forgot about this, but on Thursday afternoon, about 5 o'clock I guess, I was the Kimberly Guilfoyle, who was on The Five. She was a Fox News host. And anyway, she left that. She was working.
I think she has a show at Newsmax.
Well, she has a show on Rumble now, and it was her first show on Rumble. So it's her own show that she broadcasts on Rumble. And it was myself, Ambassador Rick Grinnell, Matt Gaetz, the congressman. We were on her first panel, on her first show, and that show alone, John, I think is at 400,000 views.
Yeah,
just streaming on Rumble. I mean, that's just an example of, you know, 5 years ago that didn't exist. I mean, you had to rely on basically Fox News covering it, and then a few people like you, John, that could record a podcast from there and then play it later. Maybe you had a few radio stations that were live, but it's just totally changed now with all the streaming video.
Well, Radio Row, in the last time I was there was 19, right after I was ill. And then 20, everything got shut down. Radio Row after 8 o'clock at night was silent. Now it would be hopping with video because of all the live broadcasts in the evening into the money hour for television, Fox and Newsmax and all of the attendant, as you name. So the technology, oddly enough, Devin, the pandemic gave us the technology gave us the ability to do what you are witnessing.
Except, can I add one part though?
Right.
And then the left and the tech giants tried to shut it down. And that's why True Social and Rumble exist. Because if it's not for True Social and Rumble, then you've got the tech giants running roughshod and deciding who can stream and not stream, who can be viewed on YouTube or not be viewed. And this is basically, you know, what we've created essentially is taken all that new technology, but then reopened up the whole internet so that all of those people at CPAC cannot be shadow banned or kicked off the internet. So they may be streaming on YouTube right now, but just as a backup, they'll also have to be on True Social and be on Rumble, because you never know when a YouTube or a Facebook, et cetera, will cancel you and not let you stream. So, and that's all happened really, John, in the last year.
2 years ago, if I had had a conversation similar to what I just had about the origins of COVID, I would have been in trouble on Twitter when I right. when I connected
and,
to
and YouTube
podcast. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know, 2 years ago, it would have been because the pandemic shut everything down. Twitter would have knocked me off, you know, for a day or two because
right.
I had an expert on suggesting that the Department of Energy had good information about the origins of COVID in Wuhan. 2 years ago, that was forbidden. Now it's routine to report it. So not only did the technology change, the ability of the relic media, or, you know, Facebook is not relic media, it's just controlled by one person.
Although I think you could say that it's relic because of all the censorship going on. You could say that these big tech giants of these social media platforms are all they're turning themselves into relics because of their of their noose that they've put around free speech.
Well said. Devin Nunes, Truth Social, where they practice the First Amendment. Surprise. It's easy. Just let people dissent. It's called the First Amendment. We're going to turn to California politics. Devin knows a great deal, observing it from the Valley. And there's a lot of movement, a lot of dynamism in California politics. Yes, it's all about the Democratic Party. But still, there are tensions. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.